All right, as I told you earlier, we were going to do both sides of the ballot, both points of view on stay at 3 or go to 5 on county commissioners. This is Bob Rule in the KPIN studio. After a little rearranging and putting the pieces together, Tony Gosar has come in. Tony, thank you for coming by.
Yes, I think this proposition was brought before the county commissioners, not on the ballot, but 4 or 5 years ago, and I thought that was an interesting proposition to have, and now we have it again here in 2011.
But this time it's on the ballot.
This time it's on the ballot, correct. And I think necessarily it should be 5, because we have such a largesse of money that comes into the county, and however, the most the item that seems to be overlooked so often is the subject of water, and well, how the water is produced out here at the oil patch, how it is injected into the subsurface, and I feel that, and how it is reused in part by the oil and gas industry. Now, for those who haven't followed my background, I've been in the oil and gas industry for about 55 years, and I've been retired since 1996, so technology has kind of passed me by, but it still keep me up to date in regards to the doings of the oil and gas industry. I still have plenty of people that I am associated with, and I try to keep current. But this subject of water, I think, is being overlooked by the county commissioners right now, and I think it should have better representation. I'm looking at it from the standpoint of of oversight. I think we don't do enough oversight in the oil and gas industry, because when a permit is being given by the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, then it is a reported commodity. However, there are about 300 water wells on the Pinedale Anticline, and some of them have been slightly contaminated, but I think necessarily they have been, for the main part, pretty well cleaned up. Now, why I think 5 commissioners, I think necessarily it should be oversight. This product is too valuable to be overlooked. And consequently, if 5 commissioners in a committee oversight situation, because there's a lot of professional people that could really bear this subject that maybe is not being really overseen by our Water Development Commission and also the State Engineer's Office, along with the Oil and Gas Conservation Commission.
Well, Tony, apparently some decisions need to be made on the water situation. Now, maybe I need a little more clarity. What is the difference between 3 commissioners making the decision and 5 commissioners making the same decision?
Well, I think you're pretty well stretched pretty thin with 3 commissioners. I don't think you can go out and oversee all the action that's taking place out there in the oil and gas industry. I think 5 would give you a better read what is transpiring, and including perhaps air pollution, which is a subject that has increased in the past. And I think 3 commissioners would not do justice to both these subjects.
Let me ask you a little background. You were talking about earlier there was a consideration of five commissioners. It was not on the ballot. Now, tomorrow, it will be on the ballot, and the voters will decide. How did this come about? How did it get on a ballot? What started that culminated in the ballot issue?
Well, I think from what I was given the idea just to sign for five commissioner ballot was that I don't think the commissioners were doing justice to a lot of the resources that they were managing. And of course, I think you should have everybody's viewpoint in mind when you become a county commissioner.
Well, apparently, from what I've seen on the signs around town, there is a political action committee that that brought this to the ballot. What can you tell us about that political action committee and its formation?
I do not have any idea exactly how that committee came about. Political action. I have no idea. I was just given an option to sign up for a 5-member board.
Okay, now it's my understanding that Paul Rock was one of the instigators of moving this way. Now, we wanted to put Paul Rock on the radio. It's just unfortunate that he was out of town today and unavailable. Certainly, he would have been welcome to come in here, and so we were making quite a few phone calls to find somebody like yourself that could give a little bit of the argument to go on here. Well, some people are asking the question, Tony, isn't this going to end up costing the county a lot more money because now we have 5 salaries instead of 3?
That same subject was brought before the commission, county commission, I mean to the people of Sweetwater County. And they went ahead and said, yes, we're stretched pretty thin. We've got a big county, and we can look at this subject better because, you know, when you have a big gas field over there at Warm Center, and it takes some distance, I think with a $155 million budget proposed for the ensuing year, a few nickels can be thrown at certain people that you feel capable of representing you in the county commission.
Now, do you anticipate that we'll be able to find sufficient people willing to run for county commissioner? In other words, sometimes you look at the ballot, there's not very many choices on the ballot. Do you think the people are out there that would be willing to put their name on the ballot?
I ran for the county commission twice, once in 1978, but I was busier than a one-armed paper hanger at that time, and I couldn't do justice to the campaign. And then again in about 1992, I was unsuccessful at the time. I felt that there were plenty of candidates out there, and in the recent few commission elections, there were about 5 or 7 or more. And I think there's plenty of people out there that are willing to serve.
Okay, we're talking to Tony Gosar. Remember, tomorrow we have an election. The polls are going to be open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. The issue that you will find on your ballot, I'll read it, it's pretty simple. It reads like this. Shall the membership of the Board of County Commissioners be increased from 3 to 5 members? Question mark. Now here's your two choices. 4, increasing the membership of the Board of County Commissioners from 3 to 5 members. Against increasing the membership of the Board of County Commissioners from 3 to 5 members. And you put a mark in whichever box you wish. So, Tony, this is probably one of the simplest ballots I've ever seen.
Okay, Bob, and I thank you for asking me to come down, or as a fill-in, to be interviewed in this, important issue, because we can't let those two resources lay fallow. and five people. You can always rescind after a period of time, too. But I think in this period of budget cutting, you see, although I see that Suplee County does not have a shortfall of funds. But I think it's important.
That's one blessing we have here, is your money. Well, let me tell you a little something about changes in polling places, because especially the people in Cora, this is what I'm concerned about. Mm-hmm. The people in Cora are going to be voting at the Kendall Valley Fire Department. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a little bit of a trip down the road, about 25 miles from the Cora Y. Mm-hmm. So if you're used to voting in the old days at the post office or in more recent times out where the snowmobile track is, that is not, I repeat, that is not where your polling place is going to be. It's going to be at the Kendall Valley Fire Department. Now, for the Cora precinct voters, let me explain how to get there in case you haven't been out that far. You head out like you're headed to the place, or what used to be the place. Oh, I would say maybe 4 or 5 miles beyond the place. Look on your right. You'll see a brand new, beautiful fire department that was put in not too long ago. I'm guessing about milepost 25, plus or minus one or two. But around about milepost number 25, on the right-hand side of the road, as you're going from the Cora Y out towards the mountains, you'll see the Kendall Valley Fire Department. So remember to give yourself enough time to get out there and back if you are a voter in the Cora precinct. Daniel, your change isn't quite as drastic. They're remodeling the school building, and since they're remodeling the school building, the school is not available in Daniel. They're going to vote at the fire department in Daniel. So we've got two fire department votes. We've got the Kendall Valley Fire Department for the Cora voters and the Daniel Fire Department for the Daniel area voters. So those are both changes. And one more change that will affect a lot of people, and that's the entire South County. Three precincts down in the South County, Marbleton, Marbleton North, and Big Piney, are not going to be voting in that school complex. They're going to be voting in the Marbleton Senior Center. Now, that's, of course, a brand-new center. The Marbleton Senior Center, if you haven't seen it yet, is about a block before you get to the movie theater and bowling alley, and it's on East First. So if you're in Marbleton, which, of course, is just north of Big Piney, go out on East First, several blocks. It'll be on your left as you're going out there. You'll see the Marbleton Senior Center, and that is where all of the South County voting will be taking place. Now, the rest of the polls are pretty much where they've always been. Another thing that people need to know, and this is, I think, kind of special to Wyoming, but you won't find this in some of the other states, if you are not registered to vote and you want to come and vote in this election, you can register and vote all at the same time. In other words, you go to your polling place, you register, you vote, and no pre-registration is required. Be sure to bring ID with you. And, of course, if you have any questions, the Sublette County Clerk's Office can certainly answer those. Tony, could you grab me one of those yellow phone books back there? Because I have not yet memorized the county clerk's number. I should have had it written down if I was a little better prepared. But let me give you the number for the Sublette County Clerk's Office. And if you have any questions at all about voting, the county clerk's office, of course, supervises the election, and their phone number, 367-4372. Again, that is 367-4372 for the county clerk. If you're looking it up in the telephone book, you want to look under the S's for Sublette County. And after you've gone to Sublette County, then you look under clerk, hyphen, recorder, titles, deeds, property, recording, marriage licenses, and elections. They handle all of those. And then there's the phone number here in the courthouse in Pinedale, 367-4372. Again, the election is 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. tomorrow. Remember, no matter which way you feel on this matter, the important thing is to get out, vote, and let your position be registered. KPIN Radio is planning to have election night coverage. The polls close at 7. I am just guessing that somewhere around 8 o'clock p.m. we might get the results. But whenever we do, we will bring them to you live here on KPIN Radio. So tune us in for the election. Again, a thank you to Tony Gosar for stopping by and presenting the Go to Five side of the issue.